They had lots of bears, and they used bear meat for food, and then they used the tallow, they called it the fat. Have you heard of bear tallow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the old timers tell the weather in New Mexico about with bear tallow. I don't know.
Wow.
Really?
No, I hadn't heard
that. Old man may have died, but used to every fall they would have his picture in the paper and his prediction for how much, what kind of a winter they were going to have in the mountains of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he used bear tallow, which is bear fat. And you know, they may have had a hog or two just to eat, my grandparents, but when I was growing up, we didn't have hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And nor bears, so anyway, gotta get up on that bear story. I have several uncles that have written some interesting books on hunting and bears and life in the Davis Mountains. And in those books you might find some interesting phrases and words that you don't hear here in El Paso, but of course you're trying to get the El Paso language.
That'll be interesting to read about.
Yeah, if you like that kind of thing, I can loan them to you.
Thanks, I would. I would like to read that.
Good. Yeah. Your mom and dad might be interested. I don't know.
Now, in a gun, you load it with a... what?
Shell.
The shell you might call...
cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't really know much about pigs, but pigs eat out of a long thing called...
Claw.
Mm-hmm. And the plural of that is...
of trough?
Mm-hmm.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And oil comes... Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, what I was trying to describe was a something you keep oil in. Big container.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. And beer comes in a smaller container called a...
my teetotaler, but I guess a keg.
And what kind of container might you use to carry food to the pigs, do you think?
Bucket.
Okay. And now, let's see. The male cow animal is called a...
the bull.
Mm-hmm. And a castrated bull is a...
steer.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any euphemisms for bull?
Did we have what?
Euphemisms.
Oh, well, yeah, I see. they would sometimes call them number one stud or number two or something like that, the young guys did. And I'm trying to think of something else. I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay. A baby cow is a...
calf.
Mm-hmm. And a male sheep?
Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Not a sheep herder either. Go ahead.
A female sheep?
A ewe.
Do you happen to know what a castrated sheep is called?
I have no idea.
It's called a wether sheep.
Is that right?
Yeah, W-E-T-H-E-R.
Wether. You know, their horse has wethers, and it's those bones, right, kind of shoulder bones, but I've never heard of that before.
And let's see. The word fowl, in reference to birds, what kind of birds are fowl? Could that refer to all birds, or does it have some specific meaning?
That kind of, to me, refers to most birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. A male pig, or a wild pig, is called a...
well, we have javelina hogs, which are wild hogs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I don't know what you call them.
A boar? What'd you call them?
Oh, of course, a boar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the male horses that are used for breeding are called?
Stallion or stud.
Did you have euphemisms for them?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about the female horse?
Mare.
Mm-hmm. And an unbroken horse?
Bronc.
Now, does bronc or bronco mean something besides an unbroken horse, or is that specific to...